This is a podcast from WILL AM 580. To support our station, please visit www.willpledge.org. That's www.willpledge.org.
This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Wednesday, August 17th. I'm Tom Rogers. Coming up, the first of two features this week on the political parties assessing their positions at the Illinois State Fair. First, a look at today's news. Deb Frank Finan formally resigned from the Champaign County Board yesterday and was sworn in as a new Champaign City Council member. Now, local Republicans hope to fill the vacancy that Finan left on the county board perhaps as soon as next week. Champaign County Republican Chairman Jason Berrickman says GOP precinct committee members from County Board District 3 will meet next week to choose a replacement for Finan, and he says Brad Jones, a candidate for the seat in November, is a strong contender.
Well, Brad brings a strong financial background. He's been a financial analyst for a number of years, and he and his family are pretty excited about getting involved and putting some of his business acumen to use, I think, on the county board level.
Jones ran for county auditor in 2004, losing to Democrat Mike Frericks. Now he's a candidate for a seat in a reliably Republican county board district, and Berrickman says an interim appointment to the seat would improve his election chances even more. If Jones is endorsed by both the GOP precinct committee members and the county board policy committee next week, Berrickman says the full county board could vote on the appointment at their meeting on August 24th. The Champaign City Council chose Deb Finan to fill that empty council seat this week, but the head of the Champaign County Urban League is still upset about how another county board member applying for that seat was treated the week before. AM 580's Jim Meadows reports.
Tracy Parsons accused Councilmember Tom Bruno of singling out Patricia Avery for questioning in a manner he says was unnecessary and demeaning. And Parsons criticized Mayor Jerry Schweihart for passing an anonymous letter attacking Avery to the rest of the council. The letter, purportedly written by a local black activist, said Avery would be a, quote, disaster for the city.
I guess I would ask the question if Mr. Bruno's practice, someone was not happy with the way that he had defended them, questioned his character, if that letter would have been put in. If Mr. Parrock had missed meetings and not handled his business clients appropriately, if that kind of letter would have been put in your packet. I know that if someone had written a letter about the police to the mayor, it would not have gone in the packet.
Councilwoman Gina Jackson said she was also displeased with the release of the letter and with Councilman Bruno's tone of questioning. But Bruno argued that the questions he put to Avery were completely legitimate, and he defended distribution of the anonymous letter, saying that to hold it back would put the mayor's staff in the role of deciding what mail the council should or should not see. I'm Jim Meadows, AM 580 News.
Scott Eisenhower says he'll run for a second term as the mayor of Danville next spring. The 41-year-old Eisenhower says in a news release he's had many successes in his first term but knows there's more work to do for the city. Eisenhower, a former Danville alderman, won his first term as mayor in 2003, defeating a crowded field of contenders. He was Danville's first new mayor in 16 years, succeeding his longtime predecessor, Bob Jones. One of the organizers of the move to lure Delta Airlines to Champaign-Urbana says a number of factors could have led the airline to drop service after a little more than 2 years. But Champaign County Chamber of Commerce Director Laura Weiss doesn't believe that Delta was timing its departure to the end of a ticket trust program last May. Area businesses and the University of Illinois had promised $1.35 million in business to Delta over 2 years, and Delta Connection responded by adding Willard Airport to its schedule in 2004, only to end flights at the end of next month.
You know, I don't think that this was a result of ticket trust is over, now we're leaving. I believe that due to the issues that Delta has experienced financially, that, you know, they had to do some reorganization, and unfortunately it just was not beneficial for our community.
Delta had also launched service at Bloomington's Central Illinois Regional Airport not long after the Willard service began. Last week, a Delta Connection spokesman said a declining number of passengers from Willard made service there less viable. Weiss says ticket trust drives are used successfully in other areas, and they could be repeated here in the future if the U of I approves. Starting this week, some gambling addicts are facing extra hurdles if they try to enter Illinois casinos. Sam Hudzik reports.
Gambling addicts can sign a self-ban pledge to put a roadblock between themselves and temptation. They aren't even supposed to enter the state's casinos. And now the casino industry's agreed to charge all self-banned gamblers with trespassing if they're caught inside. Gene O'Shea is the acting director of the Illinois Gaming Board's self-exclusion program.
You start thinking about maybe I want to go to the casino, and then it may pop into your head, but if I go to the casino, I could be arrested. If I go to the casino, whatever I win, they're going to take it away from me if they find me.
O'Shea says more than 3,800 gamblers have signed the pledge since it began 4 years ago. I'm Sam Hudzik.
New figures show that Illinois' drunk driving fatalities decreased last year. Accidents involving people with blood alcohol levels over the legal limit fell 9% from 2004 to 2005, but 477 people still died in those accidents. Jose Alberto Yucles is with the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
I think Illinois has done a great job, their state police, in making sure that they get the message out and making sure that, you know, they stop and arrest impaired drivers.
Illinois bested national figures, which stayed about the same over 2 years. For the latest newscast online, go to will.uiuc.edu/news. This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast. I'm Tom Rogers. Illinois Democrats met at the State Fair in Springfield Wednesday for their annual rally. The aim is to promote unity and gear up for the fall elections. Republicans have their day today. But instead, yesterday's focus was on a rift in Democratic Party leadership. Sean Crawford prepared this report.
While the song "We Are Family" blared from a loudspeaker, it was hard not to notice the irony. The party appears to be a dysfunctional family these days, with the faithful needing a scorecard to see who's supporting who. House Speaker and State Party Chairman Mike Madigan has withheld his backing of Treasurer nominee Alexei Janulius. Madigan supported another candidate in the primary and has not taken the loss well, according to most reports. He's also questioned Janulius' banking background, including whether or not alleged mobsters got loans through the candidate's family bank. Janulius says he'd like to talk it over with Madigan, but he can't get a meeting with him.
We've put our calls in, but again, I'm here today. I'm excited to be here on the Democratic ticket. I think it's going to be a great day. You know, you'd have to talk to him about his opinions.
Madigan skipped a breakfast with Democratic County Chairman, but did show up at the fairgrounds later for the rally. He offered some pep talk.
Isn't it wonderful that we have so many Democrats here today? What it tells us is that we are on the road to a great victory in November.
Madigan never mentioned any candidates during the less than a minute he was at the podium. Afterward, he was just as brief to reporters.
I said, I'm finished for the day. No more comments.
It's part of a strange week in which Madigan told a suburban newspaper House Democrats campaigning will likely keep their distance from the governor, whose administration is part of a federal hiring probe. He also sarcastically referred to fellow Democrat and U.S. Senator Barack Obama as the Messiah. Obama was instrumental in Janulius entering the race for treasurer. For his part, Obama took the comments in stride.
Mike is a wonderfully skilled political organizer. He doesn't always take kindly to losses in a primary, so I think some of it's frustration about that. Ultimately, I think every candidate's got to pull their own weight, though, and I think Alexis needs to understand that if he's going to win, it's going to be because of his efforts, not because of what Mike Madigan does or doesn't do.
While Chairman Mike Madigan was on the stage, his daughter, Illinois Attorney General Lisa Madigan, was absent. She's made it clear she won't endorse Governor Blagojevich's try for a second term. She cites legal ethics after having investigated his administration's hiring practices. Blagojevich had plenty of support from elsewhere, though. Up to 60 buses were brought in full of people who waved signs, cheered, and wore blue Blagojevich t-shirts. While normally the party puts on the event at the fairgrounds, the governor's campaign took control this year. Blagojevich tried to keep the focus away from party squabbling.
We don't win because of, you know, some of the leaders. We win because of the men and women who are active at the grassroots level. They're the ones who carry the message. They're the ones who talk about the things that matter.
None in the crowd seemed too concerned over any divisions among party leadership. County chairmen like Terry Link in Lake County see the disagreements as par for the course. He says there's always infighting, but he expects Democrats will come together when it counts on Election Day.
there's no bleeding that can't be stopped right now. And I think we're in a situation where it's just something that's a little bit of a rift that you have in a family right now.
The state fair is an opportunity to gauge where a party stands heading into the stretch run of the campaign season. There is reason for optimism among the rank and file. Democrats in control of nearly all of state government also have a governor well ahead of his opponent when it comes to fundraising. But as Democrats get their political house in order, the concern is the potential for cracks in the foundation. I'm Sean Crawford.
Well, rain moves into central Illinois just in time for the weekend. Our meteorologist Ed Kieser says today we'll see partly to mostly sunny skies for the most part. In northern and west central Illinois, clouds with scattered showers and thunderstorms arriving, though. And highs from around the two states ranging from 77 in northwest Illinois to 92 in the far south. For tonight, in northern and west central Illinois, cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms. Elsewhere in the north and in central sections of the two states, mostly cloudy with showers and thunderstorms arriving, partly cloudy in the south, and lows ranging from 64 north to around 70 south. Tomorrow, in the northern two-thirds of Illinois and Indiana, mostly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms. In the south, partial sunshine with scattered thunderstorms developing during the afternoon. Friday's highs ranging from around 80 north to 95 in southwest Illinois. The forecast for the weekend, mostly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms on Saturday. On Sunday, clearing up in the north with sunshine. In central sections, partly sunny, a few lingering showers are possible. And in the south, still cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms. And highs throughout the period, mostly in the 80s, with some upper 70s in some northern locations. This has been the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Wednesday, August 17th. You can find podcasts of Focus 580, the afternoon magazine, agricultural programming, and other helpful information at our website, will.uiuc.edu. I'm Tom Rogers, AM 580 News.